And we're off.
Real trap shit.
Good to start?
Yeah. It counted us off, dude.
Sweet. Is that what that was?
Yeah. So now we're two channels. Like, two chains.
Two channels. Two dudes. Two channels. Two mics.
I feel like I have to, don't have to like 180 you so I don't get the...
Oh, yeah. Probably right. It makes sense. Yeah, and also, it's better to see our reactions and I don't want it to be talking to your back the whole time.
Nah, talk to my back, man.
Is that like the new form of disrespect?
Yeah.
Talk to my back instead of talk to my hand.
Talk to my hand. I never understood that either, talk to my hand.
Talk to the hand? Well, like, it makes sense because like somebody just wants to say stop. Literally put your hand in their face. Talk to the hand, you know?
That's so dumb.
Because my face ain't hearing it, or whatever the expression is.
Oh, here we go. We got the robot shit going on.
Oh, boy.
Hold on.
Pause.
Take a pause. Time's for the up. Cause. Yeah, okay, there we go.
Oh, we're good now.
Yeah, this thing's just so dumb.
Cool, we're back.
I have to fit, like, there's still some tweaking to do as to why the fuck, like, there we go. See, we got our little channels there.
Oh, I see. Good.
Little waveforms. It's just, you know, you just figure it out as you go.
All right. Sounds good to me.
It's just annoying. I think what happens is, I don't know, I got to figure out how to optimize this shit.
Yeah.
To, like, record.
Well, people go to school just for this kind of shit, so...
Yeah, man, but
it's good
know.
That you can even get it up and running in a decent level. So
yeah, it's not.
I'm sure it's not super complicated, but you know,
just press a button.
Yeah. Well. No.
Yeah. No. I mean, the shit that's like a problem is like whenever we get like that, the like it sounds like you can hear the actual bits of audio.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of true, right?
Like, pew, pew, pew. Like just shooting off.
That's like laser pistols or something.
No, I swear, like you could hear the fucking things. Anyway, boring as fuck. Nobody wants to hear tech. This isn't like
gives a fuck. This is the second podcast, bro. Literally, no one is gonna ever listen to this.
Yeah, except me. Like,
right. This will be a thing that we look at back and just say, "Oh, that was funny." Not really.
I know, right?
But who knows?
But so continue.
It's good. Second podcast. We're doing it. Doing it live.
Second podcast and I'm eating.
And then the first was actually a fail. Oh, I hear some anomalies.
Ooh.
There it is. There's the friend.
You know what I think it is? I really do think it's like the audio driver. Like,
what do you mean?
Just having a hard time. Like, it doesn't know what to do with like our actual like voices.
Mm. Well, why couldn't it do that like after we speak and interpret it? Jesus Christ, you're into a transformer now.
Well, you won't be able to hear this on the actual... You won't hear this on the actual like recording.
Oh, you don't think? Oh,
no.
God. Let's see how bad it gets. My voice is already fucking like out of phase. I feel like I'm in outer space. Alien species. Yeah, shit's getting worse and worse and worse. We're just going to be completely like, oh, shit. Well, what? It's interesting. No, man, that's like hardware. This is like software.
I'm so stupid.
What? You turned it all the way down?
Yeah.
Damn it, Juan.
Oh, shit. That's dumb as hell.
All right, Juan, let's actually talk about something.
Yeah. I mean, you can just ignore the background static.
So, I don't know.
What's on your mind? Dude?
Maybe we Maybe we shouldn't force it. You know, things are shitty when you force it, you know? God, I'm going to be so aware of all the stupid, the intricacies and idiosyncrasies of how I speak.
Yeah,
I'm already
noticing
that I say you know all the time when I'm trying to fill time.
You know?
Yeah, like, you know, you know. Damn it. That's good, though, because it's going to make me better at speaking instead of filling air, filling white space with bullshit like I am right now. What are you eating, by the way?
I'm eating pretzels.
Mm. So much sodium.
It's really salty, though. It sucks.
So much sodium. My heart would explode. It's like back in phase now.
What?
It's like coming back in phase. Like, I can actually hear myself on a delay, but it's like the artifact is getting less prominent now.
Oh, I can't even hear it anymore.
Yeah, same.
But I hear a delay.
Yeah, I hear a delay as well. I sound so fucking weird.
Yeah, it's whatever.
It's fine.
I have to, like, work with the magic.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. So, we're going to Beer Fest at...
Hell yeah.
What is it, like 4 p.m. or something?
4 p.m. to 9 p.m.
You ever see that movie, Beer Fest? Such a great movie.
Solid. What is that, Oh, no. I'm thinking of that road trip movie.
Oh, with Tom Green?
No. There's that one. And then there's, the one with that girl that was on Nickelodeon.
I'm drawing a blank. Amanda Bynes?
Nah. Good guess, but... No. There was, like, this movie, Eurotrip.
Oh, she was in Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
The chick that got fucked by her brother?
What? Did we watch
it's been
the
a while
same
since you've
movie?
Seen that movie, huh?
Did we watch the same movie?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure she didn't have sex with her boy.
I think you should rewatch it. I don't know if it's the same girl, but there was definitely a part in that movie where that happened.
I don't know.
I know the main chick who he thought was a dude, like a friend, he was trying to hook up, or not hook up, he was trying to meet up with his friend Mike or something. And it turned out in the movie her name was like Micah, and it was actually a super hot chick, and he banged
her. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was like the whole movie. He's going to visit his buddy, but then they were like soulmates because they clicked on such a level over, you know, over the internet.
So in the movie, he was like gay. And he was
like, I don't think that was
meet my friend Mike. I love this guy. Yeah. You know, but it's all platonic. You know, it's like a super hot
Yeah,
chick.
It was like, a little suspect now that you think it's like he went all the way to Europe to... But nah. Because if you're like just having a vacation in Europe and you're just, you know...
Stop.
Like, hey, I got a buddy.
No,
whoops,
dude,
you know,
no.
Not?
Here's what happened. I think he found out Mike...
Oh, midway?
Yeah,
I think
like,
you're
I
right.
Really gotta go to Europe.
And he's like, now I definitely got to go. Because they had some shit at stake, right?
Yeah.
Like he had his college test or something he was going to miss. I don't know. I think that's Road Trip. I mixed those fucking movies
up.
Me too. They're the same movie.
Which is the one that has Scotty Doesn't Know?
That's Euro Trip.
Yeah.
Matt Damon.
You know those,
man. So
Damon.
Random.
He loves doing those random ass fucking
roles,
man. Doesn't he?
Yeah, and they never mentioned it once again. And it was like, okay. That was Matt Damon for sure.
Yeah.
I like those movies, though. A simpler time. When all I gave a shit about was alcohol, bitches, and partying.
That's the 2000s, man. That's what it was
about. Yeah, man. Such good times.
Partying with no remorse.
No repercussions.
No repercussions, no remorse.
You could just bounce back. Get after it again. No consequences. But yeah, now we're old men. You have to study all the time and work all the time.
I know.
Try to fit in a podcast every now and then.
I know. Yeah.
Third section. Back in it.
No, there's no third section, man. This is seamless.
I know it's seamless, but I'm just going to still call it out. So we can remember how bad it was in the beginning if we continue.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good to
it doesn't
know
matter,
where you came
man.
From.
That's the beauty of like starting off. You can really not give a shit. It's when it's fun, you know?
Yeah, it's when you figure it out.
Yeah.
Like Matt Damon just doing little tiny
man.
Roles in movies. By the way, I was going to say the best part of that movie was when, what's her name? The Happy Juice girl. You know
Happy
what I'm talking
juice.
About?
No.
Happy
it's been
juice.
A while, man, since I've seen that movie.
Yeah, my dude, I honestly own the DVD, and like there was this part in the DVD where they had like this orange juice commercial, but it was like that European chick. They were like super hot. Two super hot like European chicks.
The main chick in the movie?
I think so. She was like selling orange juice, but like naked.
It's one of the first fappenings.
Hell yeah. Amazing. I was like 13.
That's the first time you ever...
No. Okay. That was like... But that was the time where I was like, yo. this DVD, because my parents thought this DVD was like just some movie.
Yeah, they didn't realize the extent.
Yeah. I mean, they knew it was rated R. In fact, what's that girl in that movie? She flashes. Nickelodeon chick I was telling you about.
I can't remember.
Yeah, not really.
I know there was nudity, because that's the only reason you watch those kind of movies.
Yeah. Back in the day, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you had HD fucking quality.
Right.
You know, pornography.
Nah. Not back then.
Yeah, I mean, well, DVD quality.
Back then,
porn was
shitty, wasn't it?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, the movie, when you watch the actual movie, it's like HD and shit.
Oh, I see what you mean.
It's the only fucking place you could get, like, really good quality.
That's true.
Unless you had a DVD. And I had, like, dude, whenever I found a DVD or a friend had a DVD and let me borrow it, like, that was, like, there was a summer where I just had one DVD and I would, like, partition the DVD to, like, okay, this month I'm only doing 30 minutes. And then the next month I'm doing the next 30 minutes.
Wait, what do you mean by that?
Because you could only enjoy it for a certain amount of time, like with the DVD. So you had to, like...
So true. So but I'm greedy, man. I would go through the whole thing the at whole least once thing? First. No, I would skip.
Oh, that's smart.
Skip around.
That's smart. Yeah, I think I didn't have the luxury to
do
that.
Oh, I see. Like, not enough time?
No, dude. I live with at least five people in my house.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. At least. So you had people just...
All ladies, though.
No, my three brothers, well, including me, and then my older sister and my little sister.
Why did I never know you had three brothers, Juan?
Yeah, I have two younger brothers.
I've never known that.
And I have a nephew now, so.
Huh?
I have a nephew and I have two nieces.
Dude, I never knew you had brothers, man. Yeah. I thought you came from a family of all women.
No. I grew up with a lot of women.
Okay.
If you look at the numbers of women in my house, like dominated by
But
women.
I never even knew you had a brother, man. Yeah, or two brothers.
Two brothers.
Damn, how old are they?
One of them is 20, the other one is 23.
Damn, dude, you got business partners, man, potentially.
Business partners?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Don't you, like, you know, I don't know, I wish I had a brother sometimes, because it's like you would have somebody who can, you can kind of always share ideas, business ideas and things, and maybe even go to business with them in the future. I've always had that
never
kind of fantasy.
Never supposed to mix business and family, man.
Nah, man. When it's your brother and they're that close, I think it's okay. Like, look at Elon and his brother. Like, they grew up together doing all their entrepreneurial ventures.
Yeah. And but it's like they had like a semblance of like what kind of business is about. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying though. If you have a brother, then you guys grow up in the same way or like similar.
Yeah. I mean, but it's like you have to have that inkling of having a sense of business, I guess, to begin with.
Well, I mean, if you have a brother, then you will.
No, it's
or
not
you can
as
share
clear
like
as
that, you know? I feel like if I have a brother, we would be in business.
You would think.
I would hope. That would be awesome.
You would hope.
Or at least it'd be someone who you can always feel like you can be progressing with business-wise.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Like somebody who's always got your back, you know?
Yeah. I mean,
I think it'd be cool.
I'm the older brother, so it's kind of like,
yeah,
you know, I'm the one that's more like, hey, I present you a business opportunity.
I see.
Because I have more.
But what are you saying? The younger brother can't do that? He's just young, but it doesn't mean he won't ever.
No, yeah. I'm not saying that they won't ever, but yeah, it's like more likely for me to begin that process.
I see.
You know what I'm saying? So like, yeah, I mean, it'd be cool, but
yeah.
It'll probably take some time to get there.
Sure. So, and I guess it all depends on the person, right?
Yeah, ultimately it's like I could do something. I mean, it's just like with anybody else. Like if they really want to have a business, some people don't really care. Like,
that's right. I feel like if I had a brother, though.
You think he would care?
Well, yeah, because he'd probably hear me talking about it all the fucking time.
What if he's like, nah, dude, I just want a game.
Well, then I'd let him game. game all you want, but
Terrence, you're becoming his dad, dude. That's no. What you really want, a son. You don't want a brother.
No, both. Well, my son would be, I already told you, my son would be a Spartan warrior.
No, you didn't tell me this.
I didn't? Well, I'm just saying I would if I had a son, I would raise him to be the most
by Spartan warrior, you're
I
saying
mean just
minus,
a fucking badass motherfucker.
But you're saying minus the gay stuff, right?
What are you trying to say? The Spartans were gay, bro?
Yes.
This is Sparta is gay?
They were like the Greeks. Well,
You're getting too heavy in the history, man. I'm talking about the goddamn Gerard Butler movie, okay?
The movie.
I'm talking about the fantasy version of Sparta.
Okay, the fantasy Greeks, like the way we idolize the actual
exactly.
Greeks. Okay.
I'm in fantasy realm right now here. Juan.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I'm with that. Sandal wearing.
Yeah.
Kicking people in the holes.
Yeah, I'm just saying my son would probably be the greatest man who ever lived. I would raise him
to
know calculus by, you know, 8 years old.
By 8.
Yeah.
Actually, that's not totally unfounded.
It's not. It's not that complicated.
Americans are just so dumb.
Yeah, I wouldn't have to go crazy with it. I just teach them the concepts, you know?
Well, you just teach them how to take a slope, and then you're like, let's pinch that slope and make a fucking derivative.
Sure.
That's it. That's all you got to say.
Yeah. I don't think it's that bad. Feynman learned calculus by the time he was 12.
Yeah, but Feynman had... Didn't his dad have, like, the whole thing where he's like, my son's going to be a scientist?
Well, Feynman, like, famously... talked about how he thought for a man to get to his level, you know, like a Feynman, a Susskind, a Hawking, you know, that
one of those
level.
Dudes.
Yeah. He was saying his hypothesis was that you had to have a really involved father who taught you these concepts at a very young age. Mm. And he kind of got his concept proven, I think, with Susskind, I want to say. Because Susskind said, I don't know if this is right, but I think it was Susskind who said that, his dad was also the same way. But then another guy disproved it or something, saying, no, his father completely not even involved. It was like his mother or something. So Feynman abandoned
Feynman's
that.
Feynman's mother? Oh, the guy's
the
mother.
Other guy's mother, whoever it was. I can't remember the details.
His Jewish mom, probably. No. It's kind of funny like that like most of the Nobel Prize winners are Jewish people, because in the community, it's education is like the most important, like it's the most valued.
I thought it was
money. If you have the connections, I think it's the money. Like whatever institution you're in, like it's like a lot of family business stuff. But most of them put like education as the highest pillar of what matters.
But I feel like a lot of cultures do that. Like fucking Asian people are killing it.
Oh yeah.
So
that's what I'm saying. That's why they're excelling.
Nobel Prize winners.
I just don't think they have the foundational, like, there might be too much discipline.
Yeah.
And not enough creativity.
I think I could agree with that. They probably kill off anybody who has a thought, an original thought. they toss them off a mountain.
There could be that. Yeah. It could be that there's a fine balance. Cause I mean like the culture, the Jewish culture, I think is like a lot more like you also get a lot more people that are funny, like, you know, comedians that are
that's
like,
kind of true, right?
Dominated that field for a while.
Well, Jews are just good at everything, I think.
Well, they're the chosen people, dude. No, hey, they were the ones who actually dominated basketball when it first started out.
And what was that? The fucking 1800?
You didn't know the shit. The Goldbergs.
Yeah, I've never heard the Goldbergs dominating on the court.
Can you imagine shooting a, like, the way we say Jordan is like,
right.
Goldberg.
Goldberg.
Oh, a swish again. Oh, what?
All money, baby. And it's just like, psh, nothing in the net. Yeah, dude.
Damn, we're going down the racist rabbit
hole
today.
Hey, I'm 0.2% Jewish. No, I didn't.
Was that really
tell you
on your
this?
Thing?
Yeah. Shut up.
Shit.
But here's the thing. My dad told me that he knew this lady. He knew the specific 0.2% that it came from.
He knew her?
He knew her. Actually, no, them, I should say. So, like,
Or their family,
actually,
not her.
Yeah. So she's my great-grandmother.
Right.
So
I guess he
on
could
my dad's
know her.
Side. Yeah, he knew her.
Okay.
Like, damn. He knew of her. In fact, he was like, dude, she was super racist. Like, she hated...
Well, everybody was racist back then,
back
right?
Back in the day. Well, the thing is, she was, like, she was from Spain, and she was Jewish, and, like blood Jewish, you know what I mean? Like, there's religious Jewish people. And
yeah.
So she was, like, you know, born of, like, I think, like, for you to be genetically a Jewish person needs to be passed down from your mother or something.
Okay.
Right? I don't know.
Have
that's
no
what they
clue,
say.
Man.
That's what they say. But like basically she was like a true
Jewish
Jew. Lady. Yeah, true Jew. And so like
you gotta go for the rhyme scheme one.
Should have known.
Yeah.
So basically she fucking she came to basically Mexico. And
why?
Yeah, I don't know. But she was Spanish. She was Spanish.
A Spanish Jew.
Yeah, Spanish
okay.
Jewish lady.
And I guess they were doing shit over there. At
yeah.
That point, they're like, come down to Mexico. This place is, you know.
Well, the thing is, a lot of people like that were poor just went over there to get some land and shit like that.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So,
pioneers. That's how
came.
We are in Tallahassee, man.
What do you mean? We're the
pioneers
of
this shithole.
yeah, Tallahassee is.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah. I'm saying it feels like it's a place that has a lot of potential.
Oh, it totally does.
Like, if you really put in the elbow grease and the legwork, maybe you can make something happen here.
Oh, dude.
But
no,
you'd have
to,
like, get it going. You know what I mean? You'd have to have, like, a group of people who just got the ball rolling. The Transformer effect's coming back, by the way. Do you hear it for you?
Yeah,
okay.
It's fine. It'll go out of the way. I don't know what's going on with this. But, yeah.
We'll power through.
Yeah, like the I totally feel that way because I feel like this city could become like the next if they decided to really put some work into like making it something, you know, they could do something with it.
For sure. But people are very slow here.
Yeah, it's the South. Still,
it's kind of so. Funny, like, you know, we're always around college people and physics people and all that stuff. I know you're the mic's getting to you a little bit.
I'm laughing at it.
Yeah, I'm trying to ignore it. But what was I saying? Yeah, I know we're always around college people and, you know, physicists and whatnot. So you forget how the locals kind of are. But everybody who I talk to when I actually get out there, I always hear similar things like I'll talk about where I'm from. I'll say, you know, I'm from Atlanta, and they'll say, oh, that's such a fast city. It's so fast over there.
It's fast.
I'm like, what?
The fuck? Amazon
I'm
ships
like, okay,
so fast.
I guess.
Amazon ships same day. That's what makes it so fast.
So I'm just like, man, it's just a different mindset. Different mindset. I'm just man, I wish it was faster.
Oh, here?
Oh, here for sure. I mean, when I was in Atlanta, though, I was like, man, let's go, you know?
Yeah, I know. It's kind of sad.
But there's always, you know, people to meet and to kind of team up with that are doing shit in Atlanta. So
yeah,
here it's not so much, but there's a group, there's a small group, but you know, you got to find them.
Yeah, I know, you have to dig around. I actually proposed something in the, I went to like the Reddit and was like telling people, hey, you know, it'd be kind of cool to like think about how to make the city a lot more like
You're in the Tallahassee subreddit?
Yeah, dude.
Oh shoot. I gotta
join. I'm
not
gonna say my username, but
oh yeah, I'm gonna make up one now that I know you're on it.
No. I was just like, hey, let's just why don't businesses like sort of actually make an urban hub?
Like, it's hard because I don't think an urban hub happens first.
No, the thing is cities. That's what downtown is, right? Like it's a designated area to where you would more than likely want businesses to do their work.
Yeah, but I think you build that after a big business sets in, you know, takes hold there. And then people say, oh, there's all these young professionals here. Like,
oh,
we
no,
have
I totally
an
get
audience
you on that.
Now.
I agree with you on that.
So you can't think of it like that. You have to think of, how the hell can we get a business big enough where it's actually going to attract a lot of interesting people?
And talented people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, injecting money into the economy is like, and yeah, you're only going to do that is if you attract companies to come here.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you need to have city. Private, man. Government never solves anything like that.
Oh, government never
like
solves
that.
Anything. It's just a fucking
They're terrible.
Like, Band-Aid.
So you always want to have a private industry come in and, you know,
yeah.
really have their interests invested in here.
Yeah. Well, that's why I don't understand why the fucking, like, lab doesn't just do, like, public-private partnerships. Like okay, Austin, right? Austin does... They have Samsung out there. They have National Instruments out there.
Right,
they
forgot about that.
They have a bunch of, like, semiconducting stuff going on out there. And, like, they actually do have partnerships with, you know, with the schools to do research.
Makes sense, so, but they have those industries there. We don't.
No, but that's the thing. I know that they definitely attracted these businesses to that.
You think?
Yeah, I'm 100% sure. Like, because Austin was not, if you were to look at Austin 30 years ago.
Yeah.
There was like, it was just a small city. It was just a small capital city. Didn't really, like, the thing that defined it the most was UT.
Okay.
But then they actually started growing commercially. South by Southwest was like one of the things that kind of started putting it on the map as well. And like just people here that are trying to make this a hub for like people to do shit. It's kind of the same thing. Like it's just, you know, there's gotta be, you're right. I mean, there's gotta be a business big enough to come in and like sort of, you know,
just kind of get the ball
jumpstart,
rolling.
Yeah,
yeah,
jumpstart.
It's like the thing that gives it a jolt, because Tallahassee feels like it might be on the verge of a boom to me. Like
yeah.
It could. It in theory, I feel like it could.
Oh yeah, it could.
I can see the potential.
Well, no, it has. It's been having a lot of, like, the real estate. Actually, I think market is really good here.
You think so?
I think it is. Like the path. I was thinking about it. I was like, you know, it's not really in the path of hurricanes. Like, yeah, there's like one or two.
Well,
in 20
nowadays,
years.
Who's telling, man?
I know, right? Fucking, we've been climate change and shit. Yeah, it's really throwing a wrench for it, and everybody's like projections.
But I got my hurricane insurance, so I'm not taking a chance.
Yeah, but like that also, it's also real good. Like, it's real. It's good real estate. Like, I think, like in like 50 years, if you this will be like. If you invest in a house here, this land will become like your retirement.
I hope.
Like it really will.
I could.
Unfortunately,
think,
I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't own a house. But
oh, why? Just because you're too
debt.
Poor?
There's too much school debt.
Oh yeah, I feel you, man.
It's a bitch, man.
I know. It's like it's kind of sad that like some people in our generation have to like either make. There's three economic decisions you could really, big economic decisions. You could go to school, buy a nice car, or buy a house.
It's true.
And like, you know, either one of those, man.
Right, right.
Like,
you ain't getting all three.
Not until you're like 40 or 50.
Right. Not if you pave your own way, for sure.
Yeah, or that
hell
too.
No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I know one guy, one of my buddies, he was working since high school with his dad's landscaping company. And he like, probably saved up enough, almost 100K, I think.
Damn, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
He was like, I could buy a house if I wanted to. And he's like, I could also buy a nice car. I was
he
like,
can buy all.
It's like, you little bitch. Well, he was living rent-free at his parents.
Oh, well, hey, man.
For like...
He did it, though.
Not 10 years. But
still, 100K, that's fucking a nice little nest egg. You're pretty solid, actually.
Yeah, he is.
You can quit your job, even, and just start your own business for years without any kind of real hit.
He just, like, I don't know. But that guy was an enigma, man. He was
really?
Yeah, he was just, like...
What's... Oh, okay, yeah. You don't have to go too into it.
No, because it's, like, I'd have to like, go into, like, all these details about him.
I
and
see.
I'm, like, if I could have him on, I would.
But, I see. Yeah, well, when we start having guests, I think we should have guests.
Yeah,
we should
cool.
start off doing, like, physics people and just people who we think are interesting, you know?
True.
And just interview them. I know no one will probably give a shit, but at least they'll give a shit, you know?
True.
All our friends would give a shit.
Yeah, let's get a real fucking...
Yeah. Get, like, Joe in here and...
Yeah, Joe would be,
you know,
Joe would be interesting.
Maybe Jackson and...
we'd really nerd it up with Joe, though.
Oh, it's okay. It's interesting, right?
I know, because we're like all brainiacs.
Right, right. Nerd it up, cool it up,
comedy it up. Fuck it, you know? That's the beauty of this kind of
stuff,
right?
Yeah, I know. This one is kind of like low on the low energy scale.
Sure, that's okay.
Because I'm actually, podcast. I'm also really low energy right now.
That's fine. Doesn't matter.
I didn't really eat breakfast.
Bring all the energy. Any kind of energy you got, right? Doesn't matter. You just kind of make sure it's not contrived by trying too hard to do some shit. That's the most important thing I've come to. That's my kind of take on things now. Yeah, I just think, as they say, and there's some adage that goes like, living in the present is the ultimate state.
Damn, dude.
And that's actually kind of true.
It's a proverb,
like,
isn't it?
I never, I don't know if you're fucking with me or.
I am fucking with you.
But I mean, it took me a while to understand that. Because I used to always be so, you know, thinking about the future all the time. Like, what can I do in the future? What can I do to prepare myself for this? And how can I always be thinking of this to be ahead? And I was like, you know, actually kind of in grad school, kind of, I realized it earlier on, but grad school really kind of solidified that proverb for me. Because when you have a lot of shit going on, there isn't even time to really think of the future much. You can think a few steps ahead, but you have to just do with what you have in front of you.
True.
You know, you can't be too focused on the future or too focused on the past. Thankfully, the past has never really been too much of an issue for me, but yeah.
Damn, Chance, you haven't killed anybody? It's like he's got dead bodies and shit.
I haven't killed anybody.
You're like, it's not much of an issue for me. Not anymore, at least.
Sounds like a hitman line or
something. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not anymore.
The past is taken care of.
You're like the transporter.
That chapter's ended in my life.
No, like Jason Statham. That's the past. That's the old me.
The past.
His voice is so breathy, isn't it? Like,
who, Jason Statham? I don't fucking know, man. All that Hollywood stuff is, I don't know, man.
I was going to say, I'm Jason Statham, but then you can't, whenever you do impressions, you can't say who you are.
You know what I mean? Because then that's really a shit impression.
Yeah.
You could say the same thing for anyone. I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm Jason Statham.
I'm Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
What was that shit you were telling me the other day? Fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger was like, His last name.
Schwartz means black, and then I think Negger speaks for itself. I'm not 100% if that's true, but I'm pretty sure you're right. Big hunch.
I'll ask my German cohort.
I'm sure you could just Google it. I never did. I know Schwartz, though, because when I was learning German, I was like, that means black, and I was like, oh, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and then I clicked. I was like, wait a minute. I think I know what this means.
So what the hell does Schwarzschild mean?
Schwarzschild? It means black shield or something, I guess? I don't know.
What about, because you know what I'm thinking about, right?
Yeah, the fucking black hole radius.
Schwarzschild radius.
Yeah.
Well, that's named after the guy, right?
Yeah. But you're trying to break down his
actual name.
Name meaning.
Yeah.
Yeah, it means black something. It's kind of funny. Black hole, Schwarzschild. I never even put that together.
Yeah, me either.
His name is related to black hole. Black name is related to black hole.
I think his name is Black Child.
Maybe you're right. No, because Kinder is child in German.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like kindergarten.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So Shield, I'm not sure.
Maybe you're right. Maybe it is Shield.
Not sure. But you're right. I think the spelling's like, what, S-C-H-I-L-D
actually Child, yeah.
Maybe it's Shield.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I don't know, though. That'd be kind of cool. Black Shield.
Yeah, and then it's related fucking black hole.
That's such a coincidence.
Damn, too much of a coincidence.
Yeah, I know, right? Government.
Government lies.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. I love a good conspiracy.
Weren't you a conspiracy nut at some point, Juan?
Dude, I was. Honestly, I entertain myself with conspiracies.
Do you still? I can't do it, man.
Not anymore, but I used to, like, really, really be into fucking conspiracies.
Same.
It was a lot of fun.
I think a lot of dudes kind of go through that phase. Well, not dudes, but I'm just saying,
I think
like
guys
people.
More than
well, maybe, but I'm not even really. I didn't mean to genderfy it, but I think a lot of people in general who are kind of more less trusting of like
authority.
Yeah, they kind of go through that phase because you just don't know what to believe. You kind of have to, I think.
I mean, it's also mostly internet people. Like, I think it's like internet culture people because you have to think about people who are on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
And like
that's
what
true.
you have to be of a certain predisposition to like be attracted to even go on the internet. There's some people who are like, just yeah.
Everybody's on the internet. What are you talking about?
Think about like who. Like, come on. If you
literally
really,
starving African children are on the internet, Juan.
Yeah, but if you didn't care to know anything, you're like, man, the internet's dumb as hell, man. I don't need to. Only reality I need to live in is the one in front of me.
Okay,
well,
you mean
people like that out there. You know,
you mean the internet as a information source, then?
Yeah, like there's some people who don't care to use it to the levels that it can be used. Or the potential.
Like some people like to watch videos or they'll game on it. They don't necessarily want to like go deep down a rabbit hole.
Yeah. Or like use YouTube videos as source material for a really controversial topic, you know?
Right. Yeah, that's kind of funny. Like how people will scoff at like, oh, your resource is a video.
But that's kind of true, though.
It's kind of true, but the thing is, it's a good starting place sometimes.
Oh, sometimes.
I usually like videos as a supplement. I think you should try to take in as much information as possible. And then you can kind of throw away all the junk.
Yeah. Sift through
things. I don't trust any information source, so anything is up for grabs.
Yeah.
But, of course, nowadays you can kind of trust it more when you are better at understanding how to weed out bullshit.
Yeah.
But, in the past, you don't have that skill set. At least I didn't, you know. I don't think anybody does. You can't know, really, until you go through all of it.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I mean...
That's why you go through this conspiracy phase.
Yeah, because, I mean, yeah, that's kind of true. Like, when I was young, you know, like, I was like, damn, there's all these other truths or whatever. But it's like... You know, it's just one person's version of the truth.
Right.
And
which makes it not really the truth.
Which makes it not really the truth. Yeah. It's just like the counterpoint.
Right.
It's more like a counterpoint to what the sort of mainstream sort of view is.
Right.
But I always thought it was kind of, I don't know. It was, I'm always about the underdog, man.
Oh, yeah.
I think I've always been like that. So it's like.
Makes sense because there's, you know, with the underdog, you just go up. There's nowhere else to go but up, right? You're already at the bottom.
Yeah, true.
That's why everybody loves an underdog story. You have a fight.
Yeah, I know, which is more entertaining.
Right, it's more
interesting.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, that's why conspiracies are also very entertaining.
But what does that have to do with underdogs?
Because there's stakes. There's a stake. Like,
but if it's just garbage bullshit, then what's the point?
Well, you get to feel superior to other people. No, really. There's
an
aspect.
Look like an idiot to everybody.
No, but to you, it's like, damn, these people don't know, man. They're asleep.
Oh yeah, you're woke.
I'm awake. I'm woke. I've taken the red pill. I can see reality for what it is.
4D chess.
Yeah. It's like nah.
I can't deal with that shit anymore.
Yeah, I'm too. I mean, as I've matured, I've kind of gone to a very cynical sort of almost like postmodernist kind of like.
Oh, you're throwing out big terms for me, Juan. I don't even know what that means. Sounds like an art classification.
I know, right? Yeah. Just like, non-Euclidean political, like.
Non-Euclidean now.
Yeah, he's, I'm not on a plane. My politics are not on a plane of left, right, you know.
Oh, I see.
That kind of thing.
You've ascended.
I am three-dimensional politics.
He's surfassed these 2D politics. Commoners on their
actually,
fucking Cartesian plane.
My political views are legitimately four-dimensional. Like, I they've evolved
now you sound
over
a little
time.
Bit, now you sound a little bit, what is it? 4D chess over here, Juan.
No. But I legitimately, like, I've over time my views change.
Sure, but that's not four dimensional. That just means you have an evolved sense of politics. Don't try to hype it up.
No. But there are some people who don't. Some people stay
with their
same
people
view
just
for root
in with
life.
What their parents said, and then they just dig deeper.
Yeah, but that's two.
That's not 4D though.
No, that for them, that's not. Like, they're actually
one-dimensional. For what you're saying is not 4D, though. Don't try to hype it up.
Bro, I go on the plane. Sometimes I'm on the left. Sometimes I'm on the right. Sometimes I'm...
Well, you're always on the plane. Where's outside
the
plane?
No. Outside the plane is time. Sorry, that's three dimensions.
A Okay, now you just...
Three dimensions. Actually, no, the third axis that's perpendicular to that plane. Yeah, what's that one? Chaos.
Shut the hell
And then the third is... the fourth
it's
is time.
It's just bullshit now. What?
No, but legitimately, I guess, okay, fine.
If you're always on the 2D plane, okay?
Fine, I'm on 2D plane, but, it evolves in time.
I get you what you're saying now.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, like, I was younger, I was more liberal.
Okay.
Like, you know,
okay. I like your point now. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
You have a time axis.
Yeah, I have a time axis.
Where some people don't have a time axis.
Yeah, some people.
That's very true, actually.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Roland. I'm sorry I was making fun of you, man. I'm sorry. I should have given you more of a chance there.
Yeah, let's talk through this. I feel like I'm on something.
Yeah, I think I know what you're saying now. Yeah, I feel you. I feel you.
I'm actually legitimately wondering if this is if there's a third axis.
No, I think you're right. Like,
well, not including time.
Oh, no.
You know, because there's left, right, and then.
Well, what else could there be? Like,
well, because there's the four planes, right? There's like left, right, authoritarian, and then like individualist.
Libertarian. Well, I guess it's kind of individualist.
Yeah.
Yeah, libertarian is like individualist.
More individualist, yeah. Then authoritarians more.
But
like
I think in the like, you're talking about the political spectrum that they have.
Yeah,
on those,
yeah, you know what
online.
I'm talking about. Yeah,
man. I think libertarian like is the top, and then they say the authoritarian's the bottom, and then they and then the left, of course, is liberal, and then right is conservative.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm usually really almost dead center on the left side, and then I'm like slightly libertarian.
Yeah,
I'm definitely more libertarian than authoritarian for sure.
Yeah, I'm more individualist than anything.
You're probably about the same as me, like libertarian left.
Do you see the books that I read, Terrence?
Let me see your fucking bullshit book collection that you probably haven't even touched.
Come on,
a single
man!
One of those
how
books.
Could you not? I've gone through the thinkers.
Atlas Shrugged. First and foremost.
That book sucked, by the way. It wasn't any good.
That's edgy philosophy right there.
She really sucked in that book, man. I could tell she was taking.
Damn,
you
do got a lot of Ayn Rand here, Juan. I'm a little worried.
That was my when I was 19. I was like,
oh yeah, everybody's got to go through the edginess.
Yeah, it was edgy as hell, but you know, I learned a couple things.
Oh shit, you got Road to Reality. I got that book.
Hell yeah.
I literally tried to read that before I even did physics, and I was like,
yeah, it sucks.
I guess this is a book to make me look smarter, but
yeah, it's. Really
I don't understand anything he's talking about.
It's difficult to read even now.
Yeah, he's always trying to push his Twister shit.
Yeah.
You remember
annoying.
That?
Yeah, it's annoying. He actually came to speak at my university. I was like, dude, this guy's old as hell. He's going to die.
Well, you know what's actually really cool about that book?
What's up?
I liked the first, like, preface page they have. Because he talks about this, like, Greek passage in there. Should I get it?
I know what you're talking
about.
Should I get it?
I wonder.
No, we're good.
Yeah, hold on.
I can talk about it. No.
Oh. Do you actually remember it?
I remember it. Yeah.
Okay, because I barely remember it, but it was kind of cool because it was like talking about how there's an it was describing like an earthquake or like a volcano eruption or a tsunami or something or some kind of crazy.
Bro, you got it all wrong.
Oh, please enlighten me, Juan. I'm fucking
no,
up.
No, it's just it's the allegory of the cave, right?
No.
It's not that one?
No.
What the fuck?
That's Plato.
Oh, what the fuck? We have two totally different ideas.
Yeah, man.
Oh, you know what? Actually, I'm remembering the Emperor's New Mind. That's the allegory of the cave. Have you read that one from him?
Well, that comes from Plato.
Yeah.
So that's not even original.
No, it's not. I'm not saying
it's
original.
Plato.
No. I guess, I can't remember that one.
Okay. Well, that one was cool in Road to Reality. Uh-huh. I think that's the right one.
Okay.
It's been a while since I read it, but that was like,
I don't even remember that
it was basically describing the turmoil of kind of natural disaster and how back then the guy was wondering like, how could the gods be so upset with us? Mm-hmm. What have we done to disturb him like this? And just basically showing you kind of a time where how when we didn't know anything about science, we contributed to some godly vengeance or some godly anger or something. And it was a nice segue, I thought, into the actual story. I wish you'd have let me read it, though, so I can actually
do some that would be boring.
Yeah, I guess we should. We're not going to be reading here the allegory of the,
volcano explosion.
Yeah, this shit's pretty boring. But yeah, that was a cool, I like that preface. I got to read it again now.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I probably read it one time, and then a class has started, and I just didn't go back. That's how it is for most of those books.
Yeah. Books are boring.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part.
When you have the internet, why would I read?
Yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of, like, you know, there's that teen book, The Hunger Games.
Oh, okay.
One. Dude, I read that. My cousin gave that to me, and she was like, I think you'll like this book. She was like, she knew I was like into like, you know, fucking like scenarios of like society becoming like dystopian,
like psychological
novels.
What would happen?
Yeah,
if
like
you're in this scenario.
Honestly, I was into a lot of dystopian novels.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, it's, you know, Frankenstein's really popular, up obviously. There.
Okay. Have you read that?
Yeah, I love that book. Like probably two or three times.
I think I read that for a, you know, those like, oh, I don't know about you, but in
book
my,
reports.
Yeah, except for us, like, it was called Accelerated Reader.
Oh, weird. Okay.
And we had to read a lot of books.
Yeah,
I hated it.
You hated reading books?
Yes, I hate reading, and I always hated reading.
Damn.
I just didn't have the patience, man.
To actually read letters scribed on.
Yeah,
the
I'm like, what the hell year is this?
This should be beamed into my brain.
Right, like, fuck this. Video games are so much more interesting than this stupid-ass book that I have to read.
Very true.
And I think I read Frankenstein.
Yeah, it's a good book.
It was a lot of points, I think. We used to get points for every book we would read.
Certain
books that were high level would be, like, fucking shitloads of points. My sister read the book that was worth the most points. It was The Three Musketeers. And she, like, racked up when she took that quiz.
Damn,
she was set for a good while.
So she got the pizza. She was the Pizza Hut kid. She got the points.
Well, the beauty of that system was you actually got to choose your own prize.
So what was it?
Pizza Party? There was like mega shit you can get. I don't remember what she got though.
Probably Pizza Party.
But then, of course, after a while, like the kids were too smart. I used to know dudes who would forge the points. He would just make up his own number of points and buy shit in the store without doing any of the reading.
Wow.
Like that's brilliant.
Genius.
This is why
this guy's gonna go work on Wall Street.
Yeah, this guy's going.
He's probably
a long
working
way.
On Wall Street right now.
Right. I was like, that's the real genius right there. Fuck the reading.
Yeah. Damn, man. Yeah, I got a Ron Paul book in there.
Fucking Ron Paul. Happening.
It's happening, guy.
He's a
I like how he
up
became
meme.
A meme.
Dude, everybody becomes a meme if you're any kind of public figure.
Yeah,
it's like a countdown to when you're gonna be a meme nowadays.
Yeah, he was like the Bernie of like that time.
Yeah,
like he was
but
like
the
crazy
right?
old guy. Yeah, he was.
Yeah,
he was running.
He's libertarian, ticket. I think.
Yeah. But honestly, I mean, now
cool.
I'm kind of
kind
like,
of.
I read the, like I finished the book and everything, but I was like. I actually started reading some economics books and shit and was like, you know, ending the Federal Reserve, I'm not sure if that's a good idea.
Who said to end the Federal Reserve?
He's like, we should end it. If not
Ron Paul?
It. Yeah, he's like, he was part of the movement that was auditing.
He's a little kooky.
Well, I mean, I get the point. Like, auditing the Federal Reserve, meaning, because they're kind of like the nation's lent creditor. I should say, right? They loan us the money that we use. It's probably the only aspect of the federal government that's privatized in that sense. Mm-hmm. It's like there's no government oversight. These people operate like.
A buddy of mine's wife works for the Federal Reserve.
Nice.
Yeah. She tells us some interesting things every now and then.
Interesting things.
Well, I'm not trying to sound conspiracy. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah.
Just how it works. Like, I don't know shit about any of that.
Yeah, it's fascinating, actually, when you look into it.
So I'm like, cool, I have a person, I know somebody who works in the Federal Reserve. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's cool shit, actually. But I'm like, I don't know. There's a lot of unintended consequences to, like, what can happen when, like, you change something that's been entrenched in the system
for
so
decades.
Long. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't fix what's not broken sometimes, you know?
I mean, no, but the argument is that the system is broken.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, the argument is that, like, we shouldn't be spending that much money as a nation,
right.
like, on credit that we don't have.
Right.
You know, that kind of thing.
And here's the shitty thing, though. The system's always going to be broken, I think.
No,
I think we're
just
chasing just lower and lower levels of trying to get things. Or lower levels of brokenness.
Well, the idea,
if that's a good way of saying it, probably not.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but the idea now is like we're just sort of kicking the can down the road. We're kicking the can down the road, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But like you said, like, man, people don't problems. Like to change when change is hard, because especially with like things like economy, because no one wants to be economically fucked. You know, if you make the wrong move, then
there could be dire consequences, and money is everything in a capitalistic society.
Yeah.
So we don't like to play around with shit like that. We need certainty.
Yeah. And I mean, like, I think about it now, and like, you know, Ron Paul was kind of like the chaos candidate. Like, if he actually won, he would actually shake up the federal government in a way that would be like
chaotic.
Yeah, it would kind of cause some problems.
Yeah,
for sure. I mean, he wanted to abolish the fucking, like, a lot of the federal branches and shit.
Mm. Like, see, yeah, that's the kind of thing I don't know if I could get behind.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, I was like, yeah, you know, I kind of get the point, but
too much sweeping change is dangerous. I'd rather have just work on some small changes, you know. If you could just
ultimately,
make things an iota better, just focus. That's why I almost think, like, political candidates, well, I don't want to say this is going to sound stupid and ignorant, but, like, if I was a political candidate, I would just try to focus on one singular issue or one thing that I really was passionate about. I would just try to make that as good as possible, and I would try to understand that issue at such a high level that I at least got one thing done.
Yeah, the thing is, in politics, Americans don't really... They want a jack-of-all-trades
right,
kind of
person. Right, and they want sound bites of bullshit.
Yeah, which is really stupid.
We're going to raise the minimum wage to $15, and we're going to give everybody free health care, and we're going to... It's like, okay, how are you doing all this?
Yeah, it's not...
That's
it's
what I want to know. I'm like, how are you doing all this? Have you thought about this issue at any kind of level? Like, you saying these things doesn't convince me of anything.
Yeah. I mean, the default is... I mean, each side has their own way of doing things, but...
Right.
Honestly, the Republican way of doing things now is kind of like the most... Like, actually, like, connive. Like, it's almost like worse.
Oh, it is.
Like, the way, because the way they're doing, the way they're like.
Or Republicans suck on the record.
Oh, they suck. Yeah. I mean, they really suck.
I mean,
suck.
At least now I used to respect Republicans, but now I'm just like, you guys are fucking garbage.
Yeah.
At least
I mean,
this administration
is. I mean, I like them when they speak like. How do I say
liberals
this?
Are retarded. But but Republicans are just like next level batshit, and they mobilize to a way
that
actually does
true.
Massive
yeah,
damage.
Yeah, that's very
like
true.
Liberals just cry in their rooms in a fetal position, or they make picket signs and crash a fucking college convention or something.
They're rather harmless.
Yeah, at least at least now.
No, they're harmless.
They could get bad, though. The thing is, you never want to get things like that too big.
Liberals don't own guns. They're not going to fucking ever.
Yeah, man, but they implement stupid law changes and things. And they
you can change, and it's not a problem.
Yeah, but the thing is, man, you don't want to be willy-nilly changing laws. It's not that easy.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's
every side. This is why, you know, I know we kind of, I don't know how much we agree on, like, Jordan Peterson. But I know
Jordan Peterson, yeah.
Huh?
No, I like saying his name without a P, it's a B, because he's a blood.
What?
What if Jordan Peterson was a blood?
Jordan Peterson? What the hell? Is that the meme?
No, it's not a meme, but it's just like every time I hear his name, Peterson, I want to say Peterson.
You're a special lad, Juan. Anyway, Jordan I was Peterson. Saying...
Like, yeah, blood, you know, I don't say...
No C's, but that's no P's, so what the fuck?
No, you convert... C's to B's, but look,
yeah,
you
but
just made
Peterson
B's
is a P. What the hell are you talking about?
I know, but the thing is, here it doesn't have to make sense.
Let me pass that blunt one.
Bless that.
I know you're hiding that.
I really do wish. I just didn't get any sleep.
You made me lose my train of thought. What the fuck was I
no,
saying?
No, you're like saying that's why we disagree about Jordan Peterson.
No, but what were we saying about Jordan Peterson?
He sounds like the Frog.
Because he has a brilliant layout, or he had a brilliant thing he said on one of these YouTube things I saw. He said it now multiple times, but The first time I saw it was one of these like big think things
clean
or something on
your
YouTube.
Room. You gotta clean your room.
Clean your fucking room, Jordan. Clean your clean your bloody room, Peterson, to make it more accurate. I love that line though. It's so true. Learn to clean your goddamn room before you start trying to picket, you know, conventions and trying to actually change the political landscape. Look at your fucking room. It's so true.
He's telling, saying,
yeah.
But you know, no, the thing that annoys me the most is like people who, I mean, you're an adult, so you definitely clean your room. But the fact
but
that
these
like,
kids
no,
are
but
struggling
that's the thing.
To clean their room.
No, but that's the thing. Like the fact that they're willing to listen to someone like Jordan Peterson, a guy on YouTube, tell them what their parents tell them, like.
Well, no, people are seeking out Peterson because he's telling them shit that their parents don't tell them.
Some, but I guarantee you every parent is like, boy, you better clean that damn
yeah,
room.
Yeah, but what is that from a parent? They're just saying that because they want the house clean.
Yeah.
Jordan Peterson is saying it as in, this is your responsibility. This is teaching
yes.
you how to be a responsible person.
But here's the thing.
Your parents don't have any kind of deep philosophy behind that statement.
Sure. But I guarantee you parents are still saying...
Yeah, but who cares?
I
don't listen
I care
to anything my
because
parents are saying.
It's annoying that, like, it's like, I can almost guarantee... I mean, maybe not. But, like, the thing is, like, if it would annoy the fuck out of me, because I can imagine this happening already, like, these kids are just on the internet so much that they find what... Jordan Peterson is saying as something revolutionary.
It is.
To some people, yes.
To me, it definitely is. To me, it's not been seen before.
Damn.
I've watched so many Jordan Peterson videos, and everything he says is of a quality substance that has not been seen in a long time.
That's wild, dude.
I don't know how... I'm really shocked that you don't see it the same way.
No, because
we tend
me,
to agree
derivative.
On almost everything, I think.
I guess because to me, it's like he's so derivative. Like,
I think you're not seeing
I've
the
heard...
deeper message. I think you're seeing only the surface of what he's saying. Because clean your room is such a powerful
no,
statement.
I know,
I don't know
I'm
how you can't see it.
I'm making fun of him, but yeah.
Yeah.
Like he's saying work on your own, like in your own social sphere.
Yeah. And the thing is, that sounds simple, but no one does it. None of these people are doing it. So it's not simple, obviously.
Well,
and it's
I mean,
such a critical thing to know in life and to actually internalize. It's easy to say, oh, I want to improve the world and do all these great things. Yeah, look at your fucking room.
Yeah.
Be in charge of yourself before you start trying to extend your hand into helping others.
Yeah.
Quote unquote, helping others. This is something that Elon Musk says. He said, it's very difficult to be useful. And that's such a simple statement, but nobody really understands. A lot of people don't understand that's actually a very deep thing to say. It's very hard to be useful. And that's kind of the along the same lines of what Peterson's saying. You know, you can do a lot of damage trying to quote-unquote fix these great issues that we have if you don't understand anything about what you're doing. You have to go through the trials and the tribulations and the obstacles, all these things, in order to get to that level. You crashing a convention with your shitty, uninformed opinion is not helping anything. You just look like a fool, and you're just wasting everyone's time.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's like that Gandhi quote, right?
What's Gandhi say?
He said, be
Nuke
the change.
Them all.
No, be the change. Yeah, Gandhi and civilization. No, he said, be the change you want to see in the world, right? You know, which is kind of this idea that's like...
But yours is different now, because... Well,
it's like, you know, you have these grand ideas about what you want to do to society, but you yourself have to change your own, like, your own way of doing things.
Oh, yeah, very true.
Like... To be
very true.
To be that. To be better. To be that thing. Mm-hmm. And it's like a lot of people don't
practice what
like
you
that.
Preach. Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of iterations of this.
Sure.
Like, which is why I'm saying.
But that one's
like
a little bit different from the Jordan Peterson / Elon Musk quotes.
Yeah, he's putting it more in the political sphere. Like
no. It's more of like a.
Well, he's saying before you.
Yeah,
go,
I guess you're
kind of
right.
Saying,
it's along the same lines.
He's saying before you go into the political sphere, you know.
No, not even political, because he's not political.
Well, no, but he's saying, like, before you come out here saying that you want to change the world.
Okay.
Like, I know his forte is clinical psychology. He's saying work on yourself.
He's not political at all, really.
He's like saying before you try to fix society, fix yourself.
What he's
trying to say. Yeah, yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Like, I totally get that. But to me, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm kind of like, this is why I was like, I'm so cynical. Cause like, I feel like, but then again, I can't be an asshole about it. Cause it's like, some people are just being exposed to like these kind of, like this kind of thinking where it's like a lot more, it's like, it's a lot more concentrated, and he's already enough of, established like of a thinker to really digest this stuff and like present it in a way to a new audience of people that are looking for that kind of stuff. So
I think he puts it in a very understandable way.
Yeah.
That a lot of people can latch onto, which is why I think he has such a huge base now. Because his things do resonate, especially with his audiences, which are mostly male.
Mm-hmm.
Because nowadays, you know, males are kind of the, you know, we're kind of the evil, especially white males are kind of the evil villain of society now. Well, I mean, of course, it makes sense.
Yeah, but
I'm not
really
going to be completely
like on paper. On paper, yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, okay, I told my buddy this because me and him were roommates.
Yeah,
and like I was telling this shit back in like 2009 when I was like. I was like, dude, sucks, man. In a couple years, you guys are gonna get fucking like wrecked.
Who, white dudes?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean,
I saw it coming miles, like, you know, years ago. But I was like, dude, this shit, like, it's gonna get bad. Like,
but
the thing is, it had to go there because if you think about it, like, you know, a lot of dudes and a lot of people in power are white males, and you look at the demographics and it's like the voting majority is white males, you know, that kind of thing. It's like a de facto thing, and like as a sort of intellectual society, we have to deconstruct like our society into ways that like we have to realize or sort of rationalize why we do the things that we do. Why are we organizing society in this way where it's like we have only one group of that represents that's supposed to represent
everyone.
But it's only one.
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. And I get why it's happening.
Yeah.
I knew it had to happen. And I was like, you know, especially with like a lot of things coming together. And
right. Like, so that's why I can feel bad for, you know, white guys at the same time. I'm like, you reap what you sow a little bit.
Yeah. But it's also an equalizer because like somebody said it really well. Like they were saying people losing privilege, feels like they're being, I forget the quote, but it's like you're being, losing your privilege feels like an attack on you.
Yeah. Like, yeah, very true. Cause like, now you're losing things that you already, benefits you already had.
Yeah.
Very true.
Like you feel like it's personal.
And you're like, God damn it. This is my shit. I've had this shit forever. I'm not giving it up.
But it's like,
I get it.
Yeah, I get it. But to me, it's like, yeah, it's not really like, that didn't really belong. That privilege isn't really belong to you. It's like, yeah, I don't know.
The thing is, no one owes anyone anything. And, you know, we're trying to equalize things now. But, of course, as Jordan Peterson says, I don't agree with all quality of outcome. I agree with the, you know, quality of opportunity. But, you know, we're just trying to make things work.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, we're just trying to make everybody as happy as possible. Things as fair as possible, and everybody's putting a good effort. You know, things can get tense and bad, but you know, as long as we're keeping ourselves as civilized as possible, then I think we're on the right track.
Yeah. By the way, did you hear that fucking this girl in like this little girl in Texas? She was like, she doesn't want to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Good. Like brainwash. Fuck the pledge.
That's exactly what I said. Exactly what I said on the fucking on the fucking Facebook comments.
I hate the pledge. It's like some goddamn pledge. Soviet era. Like,
dude, you know what it is?
Stand for your country. No, bitch.
You know, yeah, especially
I love
kids.
America. I don't need to say it at every game.
You know what? You know what's insane? Like, it's like there's really a demographic of people that feels like the government is part of their identity.
Yeah.
Which
it's
is
scary
insane
to me.
To
it's authoritarian, man. It's I don't get authoritarian people. I'm like,
no, I think people.
Why do you like someone telling you what to do?
I have a theory that I think, like, this is why white Americans, so the subset of white Americans feel like whenever, you know, Colin Kaepernick kneels or whatever,
mm-hmm.
it's disrespecting them.
Right, because he's disrespecting that whole
government
identity,
and
authoritarian
for them,
identity.
And for them, well, here's the thing. They don't see it that way. For them, like, they lost their nationality. They don't remember their roots. They don't remember where they came from.
Mm.
So when they, you know, when they lose their culture, they tie the American government. Because America really is an amalgamation of, like, cultures, right?
Yeah, very true.
So it's like, but I think being white in America is kind of weird because, like,
they think that's their culture.
Yeah,
but it's not actually.
The government is reflects their culture, and it's like, what? No, like, you have to
right.
detach yourself from that and have to really think. Like, but that's the thing. Like, if I know people, the people that I know that, like, are like, yeah, I'm like, my mom's Irish, or, like, you know, or she's Italian, or, you know, my dad's, like, German, and
right.
Like whatever, they have some of that culture still in them.
Right.
So they know that it's like, oh, the American government isn't really like my culture.
Right.
It's just a thing.
It's an amalgamation.
It's an institution.
Yeah.
Separate
true,
from
true.
Separate from my identity. Like
right, right.
And but these people are, like have
that's
attached their identity to the
that
government.
As a culture.
Yeah. So it's like disrespecting the flag disrespects them. It's
right.
Like, what the fuck? Like,
but then again, I mean, you can see that in a lot of places, like
you
know, for instance, like Chinese people tie their identity a lot of times to their government.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that ultra nationalist kind of.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah.
Identity. I think that's just any nation, really. Some people just latch on to government for some reason as an identity.
Well, that's what I'm saying, because they lose.
I think it's authoritarianism.
Culture. But there's that subset. But it's like they if they lose. Think about it. If they lose their culture, what else do they have to latch on to?
Well, things I don't think they do. Like, if you look at China, they're like a homogenous country. They haven't lost their culture.
But here's the thing. The government purposefully, when it was in the communist regime, they purposefully mm-hmm. removed any culture that was made, right? So I think I remember reading somewhere, hearing somewhere that they destroyed
like relics,
any religion or any kind of, you know, kind of cultural relics that people had, and just instilled to them that the government was like
the only culture. Mm.
That's what I'm saying. Like that.
It's brilliant shit, I guess.
It is brilliant.
It works, right?
It works because it makes people nationalists, and it ties people's identities to their government. And
right.
It's like, it's scary to me that's something that's here in America. It's like, no, it shouldn't really have a place here.
I think it's everywhere, man. It'll be till the end of time. As long as we're human, we're flawed creatures. Yeah.
I mean, I get that we're tribal, but at the same time, we have to recognize, like,
it's in our nature, though, man. That's a limbic system process. When you're fucking with the instinctive shit, there ain't no
change
in
that. Yeah,
there's
no, yeah, there really isn't, like, there really isn't, like, any way to do that.
Right.
But, all right.
What are you thinking about time?
Yeah, let's,
about
let's,
that time?
Let's stop here, man. This
I
is,
think we did pretty good.
Yeah.
Hopefully someone will think this is entertaining somehow.
2 hours? No, is this what is
I don't
this
know.
Minutes? No, it's not minutes. Seconds, right? That makes sense.
No, it's minutes.
All right. We gotta go to a beer fest.
Yeah.
Bye.